Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. See his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11, verses 22, hallelujah, through 26. Praise God. Hallelujah. For verily, amen, I'm sorry, verse 22. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, hallelujah, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when standing praying, forgive, and ye if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Praise God. Real quick, look at verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Praise God. And it's a comma right there, so let me pause. Hallelujah. He said, what things, this is in red. Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying this. Hallelujah. He said, what things soever ye desire. Hallelujah. He didn't give a measure on the thing that you desire. Praise God. Hallelujah. We try to put a limit on God on what he'll do. Praise God. But Jesus said it ain't no limit. He said what things. He didn't say what kind of things. He didn't say the value of the thing. Praise God, the price of the thing, the career, amen, praise God, the car, the house, the job, the husband, the wife, the kids, praise God, hallelujah. He didn't put a value or a limit, praise God, hallelujah, on the thing that you desire. As long as it's in God's will, glory to God, and you desire it, he said, watch this, he said, when you pray. In other words, when you communicate with God, when you come before the throne of grace, glory to God, hallelujah, you say God, you believe in God for something. Glory to God, hallelujah, and you done done out, you got to take all the steps. The Bible says amen in another scripture when two or more, hallelujah, touch and agree on anything in the earth. It shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you are trusting what the word of God is telling you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That if you believe that thing which you are asking God for. Hallelujah. When ye pray, believe that ye have received them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe that it's already in the making. Believe you already got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Picture yourself with it. Hallelujah. Time traveling your mind to the day that thing that you've been asking God for arrives and believe you've already got it. And then he says, and ye shall have them. You shall have it. Praise. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Praise God. Jesus is telling us this is a system that works. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying amen if you believe it. Amen. And you believe it in your heart. Amen. And you don't doubt it at all. Praise God, and you got your faith in God that whatever you said is going to happen. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you don't believe it, praise God, hallelujah, you might as well not speak it. The key is the belief. Hallelujah, amen. How many times Jesus told you you had to believe? Whosoever believeth in me, praise God, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You got to believe this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't no hocus pocus. This ain't no mumbo jumbo. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't no hoodoo voodoo. Praise God. This is the word of God. And God is showing you how to work it in your life. Believe it, speak it, and receive it, and watch it manifest in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's Mark chapter 11, verses 22. Hallelujah through 26. Praise God. Take time out in your busy schedules. Praise God. Hallelujah. And read the passages of scripture. Meditate on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. See what the word is saying to you. Praise God. Amen. And watch that thing. materialize in your life. Praise God on today. We thank God, amen, for the opening scripture. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. Once again, amen, we want to welcome y'all on tonight. It is Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. And, of course, we have the lead. Hallelujah, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on the line, ready to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. And I am talking about none other, hallelujah, than our very own, my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God on tonight.
Amen, amen. Come on, everybody, put your forces together, amen, and give God the praise. Amen. Come on and celebrate, amen, your God tonight. Come on and lift him high. Come on and give him the glory, the praise that is due to his name. Come on and let him know how much you love him tonight. Amen. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. How many know that God's mercy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to just worship and praise him tonight for his mercy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah said, it is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. Come on here, somebody. Thank him for his mercy. Come on here. But how many know that when you woke up this morning, that you woke up with new mercies? Come on here, somebody. That means whatever you did yesterday is up under the blood. Hallelujah. And God is saying today you have started, you and I have started our work with new mercy. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you on tonight that you have given us new mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you the honor and the praise on tonight, Lord. There is no God like you. There is no God above you. There is no God greater than you. You are the only true, wise, living God. If you agree with that tonight, come on and bless the name on tonight.
Amen.
God says, I looked for somebody greater. I couldn't find nobody, so I had to swear by myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, you know that's awesome. Hallelujah. God said, I was looking for somebody. I couldn't find nobody, so I had to swear by myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Abraham back and said, Lord, how do I know that I'm going to get this promise that you done gave me? He said, because I swore by myself, Abraham, to bless you. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that? Why can't nobody stop your miracle on tonight? Because God is already sworn by himself to bless you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if everybody walk off, amen, just begin to give God praise because it's still going to happen. I don't know who this is for tonight, but God is saying it's still going to happen. Hallelujah. Don't look at what the outside is showing you. Amen. Because the word of God inside of you has the final authority over your situation. Oh, I wish somebody give God praise for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. His word cannot fail. Come on here, somebody. His word, I don't care what the enemy has said. Hallelujah. His word don't mean nothing, glory to God. It's God's word over everything. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody lift him up, glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, amen, I will draw all men unto me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And if we lift him high enough on tonight, beloved, whatever you need from God, it's going to come to you. Come on here, somebody. Whatever you're expecting God to do, it's going to manifest. Somebody begin to give him praise right now. Somebody begin to lift him up. Come on here, somebody. If you need a little more tonight, I never don't dare you to lift the Lord up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I will draw. Amen. I will draw Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, you do the lifting and I'll do the drawing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How that sound? God said, you lift me and I'll do the drawing. So whatever you're trying to draw, it's going to come to you as you lift me up higher. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, we love you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We celebrate you on tonight. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, and that there's none like you. I'm going to give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving honor to God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to the anointing of God. Amen. That's on my life. Amen. Giving honor to Elder Prevost, my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The prince of preachers on tonight. Amen. We give honor also to his wife on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. Amen. For my first lady and my queen. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. And to all our beautiful children on tonight, and to all of my fellowship that's online tonight. You know, we thank God for everything. Amen. Come on, give God another shout of praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. We should never get tired of giving God praise. Amen. Because when we get to heaven, that's all we're going to do is give God praise and glory. Amen. Because we're going to be so happy we made it over. Amen. That's going to be an eternal praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. God put it in my spirit on tonight. Hold a miracle service on tonight. How many know that God is still a God that works miracles? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He gave me some early while I was in prayer, and he just blessed my soul about a miracle. There's a couple of things he gave me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was just so awesome. One of the things he said to me, he said, a miracle is when I reverse the curse of the enemy against you. He said, I reverse it. That's why no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Come on here, somebody. A miracle is when God put his super on our natural, or I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. He put his super on our natural. And as we are worshiping God tonight, I mean, you know, it's not about the miracle, it's about him, because he is the miracle. Hallelujah. Because he is the I Am God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
How many of you believe tonight that he is the I Am God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He told Moses, he said, I am that I am. And how many of you know that if we focus on him, that whatever we need is in him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank God right now on tonight, and we give him praise on tonight, because we believe that the miracle power of God is in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we worship you, Lord, and we thank you, God, for all things. We bless your holy name on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody
Hallelujah.
To give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to focus on the miracle power of God on tonight. And we're going to see what God says in his word on tonight. And thank him for his word to us on tonight. Because we're going to look at a couple of powerful scriptures that the Lord gave me on tonight. And I believe that as we focus on the word of God tonight, that God is going to meet us right where we are. I mean, know that God will meet us right where we are. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If we can't get to him, then he will come where we are. Somebody needs to begin to worship God right now and thank him right now for who he is. Come on here, somebody. Amen. How many of you know that when we worship God for who he is? Come on here, somebody. Has nothing to do with what he has done. Just because he is who he is. See, real worship comes from the fact, Lord, you are almighty, Lord. You are omnipotent, God. Hallelujah. You are the omniscient God. Hallelujah. You are the almighty God. Hallelujah. Somebody just worship him for who he is on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. I might not have what I want, but I thank you for everything that I need, because in you is everything that I need. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said that because you're my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. Hallelujah. And we will thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. For being our shepherd, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we're not in lack or we're not in want right now, because everything we need is in you. Somebody give God worship on tonight. Somebody give your God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of God right now, beloved. Amen. Lock into him tonight and just keep your eye and your focus on him on tonight. And everything that you need, every request is going to be answered. Oh, somebody give God the praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Let's begin with our first scripture on tonight. That's going to put us closer to our miracle. That's going to put us closer to our breakthrough. I mean, you know that a miracle is when God put his super on our natural. Come on here, somebody. And on tonight, we want God to put his super on our natural. Somebody lift your hands and just begin to worship and say, Lord, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
For putting your super on my natural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank you, God, and we worship you, we praise you on tonight. Our first scripture is in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. I mean, you know that they say that confession is good for the soul.
Amen.
See, the first step toward a real miracle is repentance. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, when we repent, then it puts us in a position for God to work out our situation completely. Come on here, somebody. When David needed a miracle, that's how Psalm 51 came, because he confessed his sin unto God. And through his confession of his sin unto God, God did heal David. And then God restored David and made David whole again. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But it came after David confessed to God that he did wrong. It was after David said, Lord, I've sinned against you. Please forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We're trying to get closer to our miracle on tonight. Glory to God.
Yes.
1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let us pray first. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to speak, for what you're about to say. Thank you, Lord, that you are still the miracle worker. Lord God, we need you on tonight. Not just for the miracle, Lord, but we need you in our life, Lord. We need you to take control, Rabati. We need you, God, to turn around everything that's wrong and make it right, God. We thank you on tonight, Lord. We yield our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit unto you tonight, Lord. And as we yield everything unto you, Father, we thank you on tonight for the miracle that you're going to do for us. We praise you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you have all power, Lord. And there's no power, Lord God, that you don't have. And we give you the praise on tonight. And we let bless my brother, Lord, on tonight. Bless my sister on tonight, Lord. They need a miracle, Lord. Come through, Lord, because you still work out miracles. We thank you that you have not changed, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we look unto you, Lord, and we give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord God. We give you the honor, hallelujah. We thank you that miracles are happening right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise for the miracles that are happening right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word, Lord. Hallelujah. So let somebody hear, God, and get confidence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the most Sando. We give you the praise on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are still working miracles. Thank you that miracles are happening, Lord. All over the place, Lord. Miracles are happening, Lord. Don't let us miss our miracle on tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whatever we need, God, let us be able to get it right now in your presence, God. All we need is your presence, God. Hallelujah. In your presence, the word says, there is fullness of joy. So we thank you, God, that everything we need, God, is in your presence. We give you praise. We bind the hand of the enemy, God. We rebuke every devil and demon, God. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy is up under our feet and has no power over us. We thank you, Lord, that who the Son set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, that you came to set us free on tonight. And we give you the praise and the glory for it. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph and give your God the praise on tonight. Amen. Somebody, amen, give him, amen, the praise that is due his name on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Come with me to 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 9. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the living God reads, if we confess our sin, hallelujah, sin is anything that is of disobedience. Come on here, somebody. And it's not that the Lord don't know it. He said, I'm just waiting on you to admit it. Come on here, somebody. I'm waiting on you to confess up. Because you can't get the sin off of you until you confess it. Come on here, somebody. So God says, I want you to confess it so you can get it off you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, if we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful. Somebody circle that word faithful.
Faithful.
So God says, I'm faithful to do what I say I'm going to do, but you got to confess up that you have done this disobedient act against me so I can deliver you. Come on here, somebody. And heal you. Come on here, somebody. Now, the first thing that the Lord says that I'm going to do, God says, I'm going to forgive you. Oh, you didn't catch that, beloved. The Lord said the first thing he going to do for us tonight is forgive us of what we've done. But he says, I can't forgive you until you come clean and confess it. Come on here, somebody. So, beloved, while the anointing of God is moving tonight and we're coming closer to our miracle, if we've done anything tonight, God, please forgive us, Lord God. If we've done anything willingly or unwillingly, Lord, forgive us of any sin or sinful act that we've done against you. Lord, hallelujah, cleanse us on tonight, Lord. We confess up, Lord, and we repent of our act against you, Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and begin to ask the Lord to forgive you. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to confess it. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, confess it to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that the Lord can begin what? The healing process. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And how many when the forgiveness comes, then the burden leaves. Come on here, somebody. Then the yoke is destroyed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God on tonight. Hallelujah to God. On tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, free yourself. Free yourself. You got the power to free yourself. All you got to do is confess unto God. Lord, I did wrong. Forgive me. Give me another chance, Lord. I'm sorry, oh God. Hallelujah. When you confess, when we confess, it's going to lift the burden off of us. Yes, Lord. Another reason why confession is so good, because the enemy don't have nothing to work with after we confess. Come on here, somebody. The devil can't hold nothing over our head once we confess unto God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now we are free from condemnation. Come on here, somebody. Now the enemy can no longer condemn us behind what we've done. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
So I feel somebody moving closer to their miracle. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I feel somebody moving closer to your breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. And then not only does he forgive us of our sins, but he also cleansed us. How many know that that's when the blood come in? Come on here, somebody. After he forgive us, then he cleanse us. And the cleansing comes through the blood. Somebody praise God for the blood on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody thank him for the blood of the Lord. Cool. Shout out my son. How many can feel yourself moving closer to your miracle on tonight? So he's cleansing us from what? All unrighteousness. So whatever unrighteous act we've done against God, God is cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. If God is cleansing you tonight, beloved, come on and worship him right now. Come on and give him the praise right now. Glory to God. Tell somebody on tonight, say, neighbor, I feel better since I laid my burden down. Come on here, somebody. I feel better, so much better since I laid a little cold. Tell out my son, though, my burden's down. Somebody give God praise on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, my son, though. How many of you feel lighter? How many of you feel better now? Hallelujah. Somebody give him the glory right now. God is cleansing somebody. God is lifting burdens off of somebody on tonight. God is forgiving us of our sins on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God the praise on tonight. We thank him tonight that it's already done. Somebody give him the praise on tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We didn't just made the first steps toward our miracle on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come with me to Mark. Come with me to Mark chapter 9, verse 23. You get there, shout amen. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And the word of the living God reads. It says, and Yahshua said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things. Somebody can suck it at all things. All things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst, notice that canst has an EST, which means to the fullest extent. Not halfway believe, but believe fully that our God have all power, that the word has all authority right now over your situation. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let's go back up. Because this is the Father that's bringing his son unto Yahshua. And his son has a deaf and dumb spirit that has been trying to kill his son. And he couldn't find nobody to cast it out. And so now he's coming to Yahshua. So let's go to verse 22. He says, verse 22, and oftentimes it has cast him into the fire. So this deaf and dumb spirit has been throwing him into the fire. How many know that when God wants you to live, that the enemy will not be able to kill you? Come on here, somebody. As many times as this demon threw him in the fire, he couldn't kill him. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he had an appointment with Yahshua that brought him into his miracle. Come on here, somebody. See, that's why the enemy couldn't kill us. Because we had a divine appointment with Yahshua to bring us into our miracle. Somebody need to give God a praise right there.
Amen.
Because some of you tonight, you've been in the fire, but God didn't allow you to get burned in the fire because God has a greater calling on your life. And that's why he preserved your life and did not allow the devil to take your life. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And oftentimes, it has cast him into the fire and into the water. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that the enemy couldn't drown you and I because we had a greater calling on our life. Come on here, somebody. When you done been through the fire, when you done been through the waters that couldn't drown you, you can't help but to give God praise. Why? Because you know nobody but him, amen, that brought you out. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, I kept you because I have a greater miracle in store for you. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says could destroy him. Come on here, somebody. The enemy was trying to destroy, but he can't destroy what God has his hands on. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. But look at the Father interceding for his son. Look at the Father. He's saying, but if thou canst do what? Anything. Lord, if you can do anything about this situation. Lord, if you can help me any kind of way, Lord, I need your help on tonight. And there's somebody right now is saying, Lord, if you can do anything, because I need you to deliver me from this enemy. Come on here, somebody. I need you to come through, Lord. And I dare you to lift your hands, amen, and just believe God tonight that he's going to deliver you tonight. Glory to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That God is going to heal you tonight. That God is going to give you what you need on tonight. Is there anybody that can't believe? Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe. Believe in your heart. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. Believe in your heart, beloved, and confess with your mouth and watch the Lord show up. Hallelujah. Watch him show up. Watch him show up. Hallelujah on tonight. He said, if thou canst do anything, hallelujah, have compassion on us. Another word for compassion is to have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us and help us. Hallelujah. Oh, tell somebody, say, neighbor, my help is already here. I'm just thanking him right now for the help. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He ain't been to help me. He's already helped me. I'm just thanking him right now for what he's doing right now. Oh, God, that's for somebody right now. You need to thank God for what he's doing right now. He ain't finna do it. It's already done. Amen. You don't remember? Amen. On the tree, he said what? It is finished. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. So if something is finished, that means he ain't got to add nothing to it. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise over tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he told us, if thou canst believe, hallelujah. You mean to tell me, apostle, that all I got to do is believe in my heart? Yes. That's all you got to do is believe in your heart. It opened up your mouth. And allow God's word to come out of your mouth. And watch what the Lord do for you on tonight. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to his name on tonight. How many of you feel one step closer to your will?
Amen.
How many of you feel another step closer to your miracle? Another step closer to your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody need to thank him right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You in the realm of miracles right now. Brukuramando no 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 shando. Yes, Lord. Somebody needs to thank God for that miracle right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for our miracle on tonight. We believe and we receive. Hallelujah. After you believe, receive. As you believe the word that the Lord has given you on tonight, receive your miracle from the Lord. Receive your breakthrough from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your great name on tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe in tonight that God is reversing the curse? Come on here, somebody. He's reversing the curse. Come on here, somebody. That's what the miracle is when God, what, reversed the curse. Come on here, somebody. When he turned a curse into a blessing. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
How many can see God reversing the curse on tonight? How many can see God reversing that thing? Hallelujah. It's going to work in your favor. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Come on with me. Child of God, we're going to make one more step. Glory to God. Two more steps. Glory to God. To our miracle. Somebody meet me in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Very familiar passage of scripture, but I want to look at it from how the Lord gave it to me for our miracle on tonight. Hebrews 11 and 1. Are we there on tonight? Hebrews 11. And one. Will you get there? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hebrews 11 and one. And the word of the living God reads. It says, now faith. Look at that word, now faith. Now, instead of saying faith tonight, we're going to say confidence. now confidence. Why? Because God is a right now God. So we got to get in the right tense with God. We can't be in the past tense because he's not there. We can't say in the future tense because he's not there either. God is always in the present tense. He's always in the now.
Amen.
That's why you had to tell Martha. Martha was saying about her brother Lazarus. She said, Lord, I know I'm going to see him again in the resurrection, which is future tense. She's like, yeah, Lord, I know I'm going to see him in the future. But God is saying you ain't got to wait that long for what you want. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody talk that thing. God is saying you in the wrong tent. You need to come over into the present tent. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it.
Some of us, the devil got stuck in the past. And we can't get our miracle because we're still in the past. Hallelujah. We still thinking about the past. And God is saying the past is over with. I'm in the right now, glory to God. I want to bless you right now, but you got to come in agreement with me. You got to believe that I can do it for you right now. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise for being a right now God. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody would give God a praise that he's not a past God and that he's not a future God, but he's a right now God. And God is saying, I'm going to bless you and heal you and deliver you and prosper you right now. Somebody give God praise for right now power. Amen. Tell somebody the name of God got right now power. Amen. You ain't got to wait. Amen. God got right now power. Come on here, somebody. He got right now power. Anything that's wrong, he can fix it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just got to come into the right tense with God and know that God is a right now God. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Now faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now confidence. Glory to God. You waiting on it to happen. But God said, you got to praise me that I've already done it. Amen. It's already done happened. All you got to do is give me the praise for it happening. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and lift our God up on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I feel that right now power. I feel that right now power. That right now resurrection power. That right now power that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even ask or think, according to the power that what worketh in us. God is saying, how deep is my word in you? Amen. Can I work in you when I want to? Amen. How deep is my word in your spirit? How deep is my word in your soul? Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. For right now, amen. Everybody say, God got right now power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What are you hoping for? What is your expectation? What are you expecting God to do? Because all we got to do is get on the right page. And God will do the rest. Come on here, somebody. My hope got to be in the right place. That I can believe God for whatever I need. Come on here, somebody. He's the I am God, but you got to know that he's your I am. Come on here, somebody. You can't look no other place but unto him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hope has to do with future. He delivered me from my past. And he's in my present right now. And he's already taking care of my future. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said it's the substance of things hoped for.
See, right now, beloved, we're in an hour where people have lost their hope. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People are not hoping for nothing no more. The enemy got people now where they hoping to die. Come on here, somebody. They're not trying to live. They want to die. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they haven't looked up to the now faith, the now confidence that God has all power. Come on here, somebody. They're in the wrong tense. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
They think that death will deliver them. But how many know that death is still being controlled by the Almighty God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that when you plug into the now faith, that you ain't looking at death, you looking at life? Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you shout, oh, for somebody, God is saying he wants you to look up and live. Come on here, somebody. Don't be thinking that you're going to die if God hasn't called for you to die. Come on here, somebody. Don't think that you're going anywhere, because the Bible says, Yeshua said, I came that you might have what? Life. And that more abundantly. Come on here, somebody. It's time to have the abundant life. First of all, it's time to have life, period. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
He said, I came that you might have life. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that you can't have life without him? Come on here, somebody. People try to have life without God. Come on here, somebody. Ain't no life without the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You ain't got a life without him. Come on here, somebody. He is your life. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give your life praise. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give your life glory. Hallelujah. Somebody give your life the honor. Come on here, somebody. He said, I came that you might have life. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Do you know why he came? Amen. Not that you can have cars and houses. Amen. All that come with it. But God said, I want you to have a life. Oh, somebody give God the praise. And he said, I want you to have life. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
And when your hope is in him, glory to God. The Bible says that Christ is our what? Hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. Christ, the hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. The hope of our glory is in him. Come on here, somebody. Oh, now faith is the substance of faith. What? Hope for. So we're looking for the hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Read why people are broke, busted, and disgusted. It ain't got no hope because their hope is not in the hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. Christ, come on here, somebody. The anointing is our hope of glory. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Amen. For being our hope of glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I still got hope. Come on here, somebody. I still got my hope. Amen. Tell the neighbor, I'm in expectation. Come on here, somebody. I'm expecting God to do it. I mean, I'm expecting him to come through. See, when you expected something or somebody, glory to God, then you start looking for him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you in expectation, glory to God, is different. Come on here, somebody. Hey, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, don't lose your expectation. Come on here, somebody. Don't lose your expectancy. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our hope is going to bring what we need to us. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord says in that scripture, he says that it is the evidence of things not seen. My now faith is the evidence. So what is the evidence? It's the word that the Lord has given me. Come on here, somebody. It's the word for my situation. Come on here, somebody. That's how I know I got it, because his words say I got it. And the Bible says that his word cannot lie. Come on here, somebody. So I know that the word say I got it, that I got to have it, because the word can't lie to me. Oh, I wish somebody would get happy right there. Amen. I don't care what my situation says. My situation don't have the final authority. The word of God has the final authority. So whatever word God has given you, come on, give him praise for your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, who has believed our report? Come on here, somebody. Who has believed our report? So it ain't just the Father word. Amen. It's the Father word, the word, and the Holy Ghost that bear witness to the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. On today, hallelujah. So there are three that bear record in heaven. Glory to God. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are what? They are one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All of them is in agreement. Glory to God. With what they said. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And all they waiting on is for us to agree with what they've already said. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, whatever word God has spoken over you, that word ain't going to return void as long as you believe what the word says. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We got to believe fully what it says. Come on here, somebody. Can't be no waver. Can't be no doubt. If God said it, then that's what it is. And I'm going to believe God for the word he's spoken over my life, because it's not going to return void. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, all you got to do is keep praising him for your miracle. Praise him for your breakthrough. Praise him for the miracle that is about to become flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the word became flesh. It dwelled among us. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is ready to put he's ready to put flesh to your miracle. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, the reason why we ain't praising God is because we haven't seen it in the flesh yet. We ain't seen it manifest. But God is saying, as soon as you praise me for it becoming flesh, then I'll make it flesh right in front of your eyes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Cares about the neighbor. I'm walking toward my miracle. I'm walking toward my breakthrough. Hallelujah. The word says I have it, neighbor. The word says that it's mine. Come on here, somebody. The word say it's mine. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. The word say I got it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Word ain't coming from a man. This word coming from God. Come on here, somebody. God. Hallelujah. The Bible says it here. We live, move, and have our being. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says that God's word will not return what? Void. Come on here, somebody. That word void means empty. That word void means without power. Come on here, somebody. So if God spoke it, hallelujah. Glory to God, we know it's going to happen. Oh, he downloads something to my spirit. Catch this, y'all. Glory to God. This is going to cause somebody to walk right into their miracle. Come on here, somebody. God said, if I spoke the earth into existence, if I spoke and I called day, day, and I called night, night, amen. If I spoke the sun, the stars, the moon into existence, glory to God. If I spoke the beginning into existence, glory to God. Amen. What makes you think, glory to God, that the words that come out of my mouth ain't going to come to pass for your life? Come on here, somebody. I am the God that speaks, and whatever I speak, it shall be so, and nobody can overturn what I say, says the Lord of hosts. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody that believes God, amen, go beyond what the devil is saying. Amen. If he's telling you that you can't walk, the devil is a liar, because by God's strength, you are healed. Hallelujah. Whatever your condition is, put the word on it. And watch God overturn it. Watch God reverse the curse. Somebody give him a praise. You got to know, beloved, that tonight is your night. Come on here, somebody. You got to know that, Lord, you are talking to me tonight, Lord. Amen. Lord, you are talking to me tonight. Give him the praise that this word is for you on tonight. Come on, give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So it's the evidence, the word of God. It's the evidence of being not seen. Come on here, somebody. I can't see it in the natural, but I sure can see it in the supernatural. I can see it in the spirit. And wherever you can see in the spirit, it don't manifest itself into the natural. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor tonight, your neighbor, can you see it yet? Amen. Can you see your miracle yet? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can see my miracle. I can see my breakthrough. Hallelujah. I can see what God has promised me. Come on here, somebody. I can see it, neighbor. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can see it on tonight, come on and give God glory for it. If you can see your miracle in the spirit, come on and bless the Lord right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means your miracle on the way, beloved. You can see it in the spirit. That means it's only a matter of time before it manifests in the natural. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. There should be a thank you, Lord, in your spirit on tonight. Glory to God. We got one more that we're going to look at. And then I'm closing it up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hi. Come with me to Jeremiah. We're going to see if we can locate Jeremiah 32 and 27. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
You say 27 and 32?
Yeah, Jeremiah 32 and 27. Hallelujah.
Daddy,
We're going to get that shout, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your great name, oh God. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Amen.
Now this right here, if this don't make you shout and run towards your miracle, I don't know what we are. Glory to God. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. And this is the Lord's word. He says, behold, I am the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Behold, I am the Lord. We should get excited, beloved, because I am a speaker. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. He says, behold, I am the Lord. I am is telling us tonight that he is the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of what? All flesh. Come on here, somebody. All flesh. I control all flesh. Come on here, somebody. Oh, it's too quiet on the set right now. Glory to God. Behold, I am the Lord. Come on here. How many know when I am show up? And that means that we already got what we need. He says, behold, I am the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And then he says, the God of all flesh. Come on here, somebody. So God says, I'm in control of all flesh. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. He says, I control all flesh.
Hallelujah.
So when you realize that God is in control of all flesh, so what can flesh do to us if God is in control of all flesh? Come on. We tripping over flesh. And God said, don't trip over flesh. I'm the God of all flesh. Amen. I created your flesh. I know what your flesh can do. I know what your flesh can't do. I know how to control that thing that we call the flesh. And God is saying, don't you worry. I'm in control. I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor, amen. Don't sweat nothing. Don't sweat no flesh. God is in control. Come on here, somebody. And then he said, is there anything? We need to circle that word anything. Is there anything too hard for me? God says, I'm in control of all flesh. Is there anything I can't do? Is there anything that you got that's bigger than me? Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. What got your head thinking that something is bigger than me? Lord, you don't know what I'm going through. God says, it ain't nothing. I'm the God of all flesh. What is it that you think I can't work out? What is it that the enemy got your mind tripped out about? that you don't forget that God is the God of all flesh. Oh, somebody needs to thank him right now.
Hallelujah.
Because man thinks it's impossible. But that's what God specializes in. When it becomes impossible, then God says, it's right up my alley because I'm the God that makes the impossible possible. Oh, I wish somebody would.
Hallelujah.
Somebody thinks your situation is impossible. God said, no, I'm just waiting on you to cast that thing on me. Throw it on me, and I'll show you what I can do with it. Glory to God. Get out the way and allow me to handle what you can't handle. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
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 Is there anything too hard for your God? Because if it is, then we don't need to be serving a God that's something too hard for him. But the last time I checked, I ain't no nifty. And it was the last time I checked, glory to God. God still have all power. And he still controls everything. And he's still the God of all flesh. Somebody give God a praise if you believe it on tonight. Amen. Get your miracle. Amen. Receive your miracle. Amen. Shout with the voice of triumph. Because your God has already done it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you on tonight that you still work in miracles. Lord, whatever it is, thank you, God, that it has to straighten up in your presence. Thank you, oh God, that you are still the God that makes axe heads float on the water. You still the God, oh Lord God, that is still able to divide red seas so your people can walk on dry land. You still the God of our Sunday that's able to feed with manna when we're hungry. We thank you, God. And we decree and declare, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Thank you, God, for working it out. We give you the praise and the glory. Oh, somebody magnify the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Somebody thank you for your miracle. Somebody give him praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Santo Sunday. God, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for every miracle. Confirm your word, Lord, with signs following, oh God. We will give you all the praise and the glory. Somebody shout one more time for the King
Hallelujah.
Of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Yes, Lord. Father, Spirit of God is moving. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready to receive your
yes,
miracle
Lord.
On tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you
yes,
ready
Lord.
To get it on tonight? Hallelujah. Right now, it's really up to you. It was a common theme the man of God kept saying, and that common theme was belief. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
If you don't believe God for it, hallelujah, it ain't going to happen. That's the bottom line. Your belief is what's holding you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is ready. Hallelujah, to give you a miracle. God is ready to open some doors. God is ready. He waiting on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you not remember when Jesus went back to his hometown, he said, I couldn't do many miracles because of the unbelief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want you to believe God for it on tonight. Hallelujah. That thing you've been asking God for, we want you to believe God for it. Confess it on tonight and watch that thing manifest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch the word become flesh on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for him making moves. Hallelujah for him opening doors.
You,
hallelujah,
Lord,
for him healing. Hallelujah for him delivering. Praise God. He's still a healer. He's still a savior. Hallelujah. He's still a miracle worker. He ain't never stopped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. You got to have that right now faith. You got to believe God for it right now. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready, hallelujah, to receive, hallelujah, your miracle on tonight? Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we ask you to replenish him, the virtue, hallelujah, that he has poured out onto your people. Continue to fill him up with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your revelation, Lord.
Yes.
Continue to bless him and his seeds. Hallelujah, and his seeds, Lord. We thank you for the generational blessing that you have on his life, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you receive that miracle on tonight? Glory to God. Do you believe God for it on tonight? Hallelujah. Do you believe when you go back to the doctor? Hallelujah. The doctor going to be stunned. Hallelujah. Do you believe, amen, when you go back to the courtroom? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The case going to get thrown out for no reason. Do you believe things are about to go your way? Hallelujah. Because if you believe it, it will materialize. It will go that way. Hallelujah. The miracle has been unleashed tonight. You just got to receive it. You got to believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God for it to manifest. We thank God for the man of God on tonight bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. A miracle is on the way. Glory to God. Are you ready? Hallelujah for the miracle. Hallelujah. We thank God for it on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. If you, amen, want to, amen, get in touch with the man of God, praise God. If you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah. Or if you want to make a donation to the ministry, praise God, he can be reached at 562-542-7794. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That once again, that number is 562-542-7794. Bless the name of the Lord. We truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, that he is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. And this is a night of miracles. Hallelujah. This is the night, amen, that if you wanted to receive, if you believe it, hallelujah, you will receive it, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's the whole key, amen. They talk about don't bring back, name it, claim it. Don't bring that back. I don't know why not. Hallelujah, amen. Wasn't it working? Oh, y'all, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, and then we tried to fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's still a miracle worker. Hallelujah, praise God. He's still a miracle worker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God that he is on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Bless you all. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Are there any comments
on tonight? Amen. Amen. Are there any comments? Amen. Anybody want to testify of a miracle that God has done on tonight before I give the benediction on tonight? If anybody has been touched or Anybody just want to give a testimony right quickly? Amen. If there is none, amen. And I'll go ahead and give the benediction. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. Thank you for your word on tonight, Lord. Thank you for the atmosphere of miracles tonight, Father. We just give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We just give you praise for your word that will now return back to you, Lord. Father, we believe and receive tonight, God, that it's already done. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for every soul, God, that heard your word on tonight. Lord, give them the confidence to move toward their miracle. We give you all the praise and the glory, and we thank you, Lord God, how you are still the supernatural God. So we give you praise, glory, and honor on tonight. Bless God. Hallelujah. Father, we bind and rebuke every devil, every demon, every unclean spirit, every familiar spirit that will try to come against our life, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we give your name the praise and the glory. We thank you for all things. In the true humble name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God another shout of praise again tonight. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Amen. On tonight, we're going to, I'm going to turn back into the hands of my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre Primos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We've certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for the word on tonight that he is still working miracles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back online on tomorrow night with another word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And on behalf of everybody on the line on tonight, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah, on the Anointed Truth of Christ.
Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden, say glory, glory. We are climbing. We're getting up. Listen. Oh, since I laid my mind. We are climbing. Yeah. Something like this. They would say it like this. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Yeah. Since I lay my burden down, Lord. We are climbing, Jacob the last, oh, I said, since I laid my, we keep on climbing, yeah, Jacob's I feel better. Tell your neighbor, I feel better. Shake your neighbor hand and tell them, I feel better. No weapon formed against me, I'm more than a conqueror. I said nobody can stop me, cause I feel better. so much better.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
yes, sir. It is the
sweetest name I know. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to you, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Oh, I realize
it is
a sweet.
nobody, no.
No, no,
no. No, I love.